Yes. Yeah, the origin of those came into Berks County from the from Germany, I believe, pretty much. I think it's come from Germany directly. They were to ward off evil spirits. Numerous things were done, which is in this book, too, on the long-lost friend, that you would take the skin of an owl and nail it on the barn, or various other animals, skin them out, lay them flat out and nail them to a barn to ward off bad luck or evil spirits. But the hex sign had to do with that. That's the way it was in the 1700s and 1800s. Today it's looked at as a piece of decoration. Nobody has any idea where they come from, or hardly anybody. But their origin was to ward off evil spirits. Mark. Right.
Okay. When that is done on a person, okay, first question, does it work? And second question, are there any effects on that person? And eventually that.
Yeah. Well, I usually feel like, many of these things actually do work. I will never argue with an individual and say it's nothing happens. There are so many proofs of that. I've seen it in my own eyes and heard the testimonies of people, and there are also stories in literature here in Lancaster County, Pennsylvania, Dutch folklore, of the success that people have had to get rid of very severe illnesses from it. The problem is that when the devil heals, it's only a trade-off. A lot of times, yes, there's a healing, maybe of sorts, but you'll pay for it in another area. In another area, you may be severely depressed after that, and you don't know why, yet you were wonderfully healed over here of this thing in your leg or in your stomach or whatever. And so I have been able to trace out a lot of times that it seems like there is an exchange going on. When God heals, he heals, and there's no after effects. But when the devil heals, a lot of times there's just a trading off there. You had a question.
Earlier on you mentioned some of that different light.
Right. Yeah. In the New Age religion, in Hinduism and Buddhism, they believe in a life force in opposition to the God of heaven who created you and made you and is Lord of heaven and earth. And they talk constantly about the force. This little booklet here on homeopathy picked up in a local Mennonite lady who practiced it and treated people for it. Page through the book, and you find in page 27 here in the bottom, may the force be with you. That is direct idolatry. It is giving credence or giving honor to a force outside of God or Jesus Christ. But that goes all the way through every one of those ologies. They have to do with the force. And it's what they believe is an existing supernatural power, and they interpret it for well-being. And they believe that these lines of force run through the earth, North Pole to South Pole, and you have people here in the county that are lining up their beds with divining rods between in children's beds in order to go in there and divine which the right direction is, and they line up the bed for the meridian lines of force to be in agreement with you. Meaning you will be better, you will be healthier, you will have a happier marriage bed, or whatever, when you get it adjusted according to that. The whole thing is a total New Age deception. But whenever you read anything about the life force, and you do that in much herbs today, they give credit to the life force, or the force, or homeopathy, or It's amazing. You can just read a little news article about anything in the New Age and they'll give credit to the Force. And it's because they don't believe in God. And so they give their honor to the Force. But what it really is, there are invisible lines called meridian lines that they say run through the earth and run through the human body. When you bring that into agreement and what they call harmony, earth harmony, I think that's on here somewhere up here at the top, harmony, here you have it, Aquarian economics, but unity over here. Some places it talks directly about earth harmony or harmony with Mother Earth. See, since the earth is your mother and you want to be made into harmony with her, then of course your body will work right and you'll be healthy. It's a replacement for prayer, for God, for truth, spirituality. You know, that's what it is. But I was so shocked. Oh, that poor lady that practiced homeopathy up there in Lebanon County didn't have any idea what it meant, the Force be with you. But we gave that to a young lady who visited our home. She brought this up. She was a former New Ager. And I showed her this, and she said, where did you get this? And I said, oh, you just got it up here in Lebanon County at a plain lady's waiting room for treatment. And she screamed. She literally screamed. She said, these people have no idea what this is. They have no idea what they're messing with. You know, and like I say, she was a former New Ager and was in it up to her neck, got converted, got delivered, and straightened out from it all. But that's the way it is. People are naive, are ignorant, don't understand, and therefore get trapped in these things. Totally innocent. But nevertheless, we're responsible to search these things out, read our Bibles. God has given us light, and be free from them. Yeah. Yeah. Of course, according to the Bible, no. But since the Holy Spirit has come, very few uses of dreams or divine revelation are true. I would say probably the only cases where I see them really to be have been coming out right is in the jungle, where people cannot read and have no Bible in their language. There you have divine revelation, sometimes revealing Jesus Christ to the people in amazing ways. And you do have more miracles of other sorts too. But in a people who have the Word of God for direction and have the Holy Spirit and have understanding and education on that, there you see it very negatively. And usually when there's a dream there or a revelation there, it misguides people. It's of the wrong spirit. That's how I have been able to divide it, pretty much. If something is in the scripture and a person gets a dream that is either different or similar, you can just know that it's not of God, especially so when it doesn't agree with the Word of God. But even so, it's very, very fickle and undependable. Multitudes of people have been misled through dreams and visions. It's very dangerous to go by them. But I do not put it 100% out because God has used it in the book of Acts. But there again, they had nothing but the Old Testament and the verbal words of Jesus handed down to them. It wasn't until 150, 200 years A.D. that they finally brought the Bible together, maybe even a little later. Yeah. Yeah, that would make a difference too. If they have to do with the occult, well then of course they'll, because when you go into the occult, it's amazing. In Haiti, you'll have speaking in tongues almost sounding the same as in the charismatic church. You'll have dreams and revelations and spiritual things going on, mystical things that almost duplicate what people are having up here in the Pentecostal or charismatic movement. and it is all demonic. We worked with some demon-possessed girls down there one time, and they spoke in tongues that night, you know, and things like that while we were dealing with them, and they were trying to choke themselves with their own hands, kill themselves, because would say, even she would occasionally cry out that the devil's killing me. And so, you know, there's a lot of that in the heathen world, you know, that duplicate of Christianity in that sense, yeah, and totally false, yet being similar to the truth. You know. Yes, in the back there.
Right.
No, I have not all of them. I knew that. The history that I have heard is that chiropractic actually comes from the heathen base also. Right. But Luke was a physician himself, and it was very evident that, you can trace herbs being used for healing through the ages in a right sense. That is right. I think the Apocrypha, and I know that's not a right book, but that mentions even that herbs are given for the healing of mankind, I believe. Ancient writings indicate, and yet a witch doctor in Suriname, South America, will mix herbs into his skull and drink them in order to bring the demons on him. And so you have to be very, very careful, because some herbs are very potent. A lot of medicine is made from herbs, very strong medicines too in the medical society today. But others are very well used for healing and save people's lives. But witch doctors will use herbs too in a wrong way. Yes. Right. Now, those are four sessions that he gave in Iowa, I believe, or I'm not sure where it was. Yeah. And some of them are very, very interesting. He worked with a lot of people possessed with demons through the years. Yeah.
Yeah, not for them. Couldn't put medication in the vein, but
yeah, I believe there is that danger. However, sometimes it is a little different. You have roots of trees or bark or that are collected from all over the world that are just a chemical substance to have a chemical effect on your life. There's nothing spiritual connected to them. That is a different realm than if something is connected to a Hindu religion. Like reflexology, I have the book up here produced by them. This book here, I got it at Minneapolis at the airport in the New Age bookstore there. This actually shows the lines of treatments and zones on a statue of Buddha. It has a picture of it in there. They glorify the fact, you know, that this is ancient, and I have pictures up here too, yes, of treating feet by the Egyptians likewise. And so in that situation, it is connected to religion. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that would be a crutch to see. But normally the chemical side of medicine does not encounter religion. However, you have to be real careful. You know, this word witchcraft in Galatians 5 means potion of drugs. That's what the word actually means in the Greek. Yeah. So I'm not sure where the line is there. Yeah.
Right.
Yes, it did. Actually, where I draw the line, where I've kind of come to, and nothing is absolute here either, because I don't know it all there, is when there are mind-altering drugs. When there are drugs that totally change the way a man thinks and his mind. And it's just like, there are drugs out there today, many of them, you don't know the person if they've taken these for a while. And it has so changed their personality and all that. That I would probably call a drug that has demonic influence. And would be, to me, Galatians 5, a potion of drugs to do that. That gives you an altered... The other drugs, there are many drugs in the drug world, to give you an altered state of consciousness, and that's what he's saying about LSD. LSD took you from where you were and made you a cat. Might have made you a lion or a tiger. You would have seen yourself as an animal. Somebody really involved in those heavy drugs back in the 70s had horrible experiences in it and would walk off of a roof and not even know they were up there, you know, and kill themselves. A lot of things like that happened. I took a health course at Victor Weaver's years ago here in New Holland when I worked there. And I remember our health instructor told us, if anybody's on LSD, keep them off of any height. They have no perception of the depth, and they'll walk right off of the roof, you know. All right. Yes. Right. Throw it away, not take it. That's what I do, you know. I try what I believe, and I'd rather take herbs than some of this high chemical medicine myself, is just try to study out what a natural herb is for. Like it's in your blood, or, you know, if you have trouble with your blood being too thick or blood pressure problems or whatever, look for the herbs, and you can study them. There are books that are not involved in the occult that just give an herb for what an herb is. And look for combinations of those herbs in a capsule by an herb company, or buy them in leaf form and make a tea out of them and drink the tea or whatever. That's the safest way that I know to work it out. Yes? Yeah. Well, no. It would say, use a little wine for thy stomach's sake. You know, it would show a medicinal value in some things that you take in order to heal yourself in that sense. Others would be left behind sick. You know, Epaphroditus was left sick at Crete, was it, or somewhere, and couldn't travel with him anymore. Why didn't they just heal him? You know, the healing does seem to change from the beginning of the book of Acts to the end. In the beginning, they just laid their hands on them or even just passed a handkerchief to them and they were healed. You know, Paul did. But in the end of the book of Acts, people were left behind from the work of God for being sick. And I think it was used especially, and that's why I think it shows up in the African jungle. It's used to authenticate the word of God when they have no Bible and no base for it. And you have some of that today, but a lot of times when they have the Word of God, the miracles go down. It's not just because they don't have faith. Right.
How well, I've heard this term, but could you explain just what it involves?
Yeah, the powwowing, as the Germans do it, the Brache, that usually involves a non-touching of the body. but you put your hands close to the wound, close to the sickness, and you move it horizontally over the body, making a terrible noise like you're, I remember my grandmother said, I don't know when he did it on me. She got that fella in to do it on me when I was burning the fire. When I was a boy at 10 years old, she said, I don't know why he has to make such a noise. You know, but that's the way he treated. He made a noise that, like a burping noise all the time, you know, while he was doing it. But there are many different kinds, but that's the way they don't touch, they don't actually treat the wound or the hurt, but they go over top of you with their hands and they usually have some mumbling noise or,
is this the same sort of thing where they heard some of the plain people, they take stomach ache from the baby and put it in their own stomach?
Yeah, that is called drawing pain. And I think is related definitely to the same same field, but is a different, this thing, they claim they are naturally gifted to draw pain. Some women have had to stop it because they are so, it becomes so prevalent that all they do Sunday mornings is the women are bringing church or bringing their babies to them to treat them, and she's treating babies all Sunday morning and pulling the pain from them and all this kind of stuff that she can never listen to the message or go to church. But this goes on all over the country, among the plain people especially. It's a matter of drawing pain. Yeah. And they think it's God's gift. And I don't believe it's God's gift. Yes. Or do they profess neutrality?
Neutrality.
Yes. Neutrality. It's not wicked and it's not real good. It's just neutral. Mm-hmm. No, I don't think I did. I think I heard more the other way, that it's black and white or it's good and evil and so on. But it's definitely a New Age symbol, very, very strong New Age symbol. Yes,
I'm wondering, Moses, about some beverages. I think some food has been noted as being New Age oriented. Have you checked into that ever?
Yes, if you go to Tree of Life,
okay.
Tree of Life is a large company in New Jersey that distributes a lot in California and I think in the East here too, into the city health food stores. You know, you don't see their products maybe so much in the local ones that I know of, although I'm not up on that because I don't go into them much to get anything. But yeah, they have at least New Age language on some of their products. Some of them look like herbal products, herbal drinks, or herbal creams, or toothpaste, or what have you. But some of it has New Age stuff on the box. And you don't know whether the product is New Age or whether they're trying to sell it to the New Agers because of the packaging. I'm not sure which is which there. But Tree of Life is into it. Yeah, if you see Tree of Life products. And there are others, too. You go to the health food store, you'll find a number. Those kind of things. Yes?
One question on reflexology. There's a reflexology policy that exists primarily based on things that you see. I know some of the muscle is done or the tension is done. Therapy work on the whole body.
Right. I think it is very closely associated to acupressure and acupuncture also, where they stick needles in these meridian areas. In other words, you can either stick a needle in, you can acupressure it by putting pressure on the point, or you can massage the area. They all work on these areas of the body called chakras to bring you in balance with these meridian lines. And but most reflexologists treat either the hands, various parts of the hands, or the feet, or both. But now we have new ones coming out. We have one out here in Franklin County, I believe, or in Cumberland County or Franklin County, treating the roof of your mouth. And it's called, there's a cranial therapist in New Jersey now also who is doing the head. But there's one out there that does the roof of your mouth, and he goes in there and he tries to heal you and your sickness with the treating of that. You know, some of these things I believe are just plain old gimmicks that relieve you of your money in your pocketbook, I think. But other times they're involved in New Age stuff. Yes.
Yeah, we were flipping around trying to find someone to help us with the back. They called around with some massage therapists. And someone had told us to ask what type of system they use. And I looked that up, and it was a Eastern type of technique. And all of them use
all that you called. Uh-huh.
And, you know, I knew that there was a kind of Eastern origin, but I didn't believe in any of that.
Right.
You know? And so I was convicted in that.
Right. Amen. Yes.
What about stray voltage?
Yeah, stray voltage is scientific, technical, and is real. Yeah, it's just like... You can go out under a power line, under these big power lines, and you can take a fluorescent bulb and holding your finger across the poles of the one side, and actually it starts to glow when you hold it up. That's stray voltage. It's so much electricity being used and transmitted and so on. And it is very true that cows are more sensitive to it than humans are, and the effects of stray voltage are very, very legitimate there. But even in the others, they claim health problems from the big power lines. And you have miscarriages, you have other sicknesses, sometimes cancer. There's suspicion for many years living under a very heavy power line that comes real low over your house.
Yeah. Good. Right.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, amen. Good. Yes, thank you for sharing that. Yeah. Arthur.
The stray voltage thing, someone told me that in Europe they don't have the problem because they don't use one many electric. All their surface is 20. And so there's a dimension about stray electric with the neutral.
Yeah, because the neutral goes to ground, and so much of it, apparently.
Right. So we have a bigger problem around here in the dairy barns and the farms.
Because we're 110.
Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Oh, direct current wouldn't do it, but the oscillating or the alternate current. Right. Interesting. Okay. Yes.
What about these magnets that people wear? What is that?
Yeah.
That's pretty common.
It's pretty common. I didn't know for a long time to know what to make of that, because I know magnetism does change the ions of water. That I've experienced personally, and I've seen good results with electromagnetic field in water on an ice machine. It changes the minerals to snow that you can just flush out instead of sticking to the plates. But I find out now that magnetism is very much in harmony with the rest of these things, and always in the New Age camp. And I went to see one of the major practitioners of it in Holmes County, Ohio, and he's a very strange man. I think his son got converted now and just kind of exposed the whole thing in the home, and it's not good. And he was very, very heavy on magnets, so lying, putting them in your mattress, sleeping on them, wearing them, you know, and all that. And it's probably a combination, again, of something to relieve you of your money and the occult, somewhere in between there. Yeah.
What about the light therapy?
Yeah, that one is, that's light therapy. And that is definitely in the same vein as the rest of these. Color, oil therapy, you know, all that other stuff. Yeah, I think so. Well, they simply shine a light on them, don't they? And sit in front of it. LED light. But because it's LED, it's new and it's strange. And yeah, there again, there's a little bit of truth in light therapy, in that ultraviolet light make plants grow and are healthy for you. One of the problems of March depressions has to do with not enough sunlight. And what a person should do is, whenever there is a sunny day, if they have any, live close to the edge emotionally, they should try and get sunlight. But there are people who live under an ultraviolet light a bit, I think, and it does give them some of that. That would be the one thing that is different. But this new light therapy is not ultraviolet light for greenhouses or making plants grow, yeah, which is healthy. Yes. No. Aren't they natural oils? They're not essential oils, or are they?
Well, I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either. I'm not aware.
They're natural oils.
Yeah, natural oils. I believe so too, because didn't they have the emu oil,
tea tree oil,
and so on. And some of those things are natural, just like herbs are. Yes.
I think one thing that's good for us all in account to all this is, speaking with an old doctor, he said, Larry, he said, whenever you're researching something, he said, bear in mind, what is it? Fail, fit, or sight.
Yeah. Yeah, it helps a lot. Yeah. Right. Okay, yes.
My wife just corrected me. I said about the guy from Honeywell.
From Florida. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had heard earlier that. That it's coming in, just something fairly new. It's starting to come in, this whole light therapy thing. And it's the same thing as color therapy. They actually have proven also scientifically, like in the hospital when I worked for my government service, I noticed that they had one floor painted yellow, a light yellow, another floor painted light blue, and I found out later that they were actually doing that on purpose, that these colors are harmonious with a person's well-being and feeling better about himself or whatever. But the color therapy that's going on today is, this color makes you this way. If you're angry, you'll put this color or this light or this oil on you. That's the one thing I wanted to mention about essential oils. They actually have an oil for anger. Yeah, imagine the replacement of the truth. And repentance before God, you rub yourself in an oil instead. You know, it's bizarre what these people are doing.
Well, I can testify that light therapy changed my life. I was in darkness. And to be exposed to the light of the Lord Jesus,
yeah, that's right.
My life has been changed.
Yeah, amen.
And also oil therapy, the oil of the Holy Ghost has made a difference in my life.
Yeah, amen.
So I encourage everyone to take that time.
That's right. All right, shall we bring this to a close, and we can certainly visit afterwards and interact, talk about these things. Shall we stand for a word of prayer?
God bless you for listening to the preaching of His Word. You may leave us a message by pressing 99. To hear information about our Saturday morning Bible study, press 88. To find out how to listen to a church service at Ephrata Christian Fellowship, press 77. To hear the menu for this topic again, please stay on the line. To listen to any other message in this topic, press the appropriate extension number now.